Iran makes about $50 billion per year in oil exports, but that source of income is declining, and it could disappear in a decade. And that may be the reason why Iran is vigorously pursuing nuclear power. At least those are the findings of Roger Stern. He is an economic geographer at Johns Hopkins University, and his findings were recently published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. He's on the line. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Steve.
Would you explain to me how an economic geographer looks at a country like Iran? What are you asking? What are you looking for?
Well, I was studying another topic, frankly, when I began to hear the Bush administration claims that Iran had so much natural gas and oil it couldn't possibly need nuclear energy for electric power. And it turned out, as I looked closer and closer at the issue, I began to discover what appeared to me to be severe structural policy-based weaknesses in the Irani petroleum sector.
How could that possibly be when Iran is said to have some of the richest petroleum resources in the world?
Well, keep in mind that the Soviet Union also had some of the richest petroleum resources in the world, and it went bust. So it's really not to do with the physical resource under the ground. There's lots and lots of oil and gas under Iran. It's the government's policies towards that resource that are really the problem.
What do you mean?
Well, first, they have failed to reinvest in their industry, so both the well infrastructure as well as the refineries are old and decrepit. Second, they've subsidized domestic demand, so there's no revenue from that, and that cheap oil fuels explosive demand growth. So Iran has the highest demand growth in the world. So
meaning that people have no incentive to conserve.
They have no incentive to conserve, and neither does the government have any incentive to fix these refineries, for example, that sell below cost.
So when you imagine, if I can use the phrase of your job title, the economic geography of Iran's petroleum industry, what do you see?
Decline. Steep decline. An inability to offset the natural decline of any oil well with new production. In a decade, they could be using all the oil and gas they produce for themselves. So it's not that they will be producing zero petroleum. It's that if they don't change their policy in some manner, they'll have nothing left to export. So things could change. Iran could change its policies. But they've had 20 years to do that, and they haven't.
So does this mean that Iran really could have, and we're not saying that they do, but that they really could have a legitimate reason to want to pursue civilian nuclear power?
Yes and no. The legitimate reason is only because they've severely degraded their own capacity. It would be much cheaper for Iran to build new gas-powered electric power generation than to build a nuclear reactor. But the magic of the nuclear reactor for Iran is that Russia is willing to finance it, and Iran has scared off many other foreign investors in its energy sector.
Are you saying then that Iran's pursuit of nuclear power of some kind is actually a sign of their desperation?
That's exactly what I'm saying, yes.
So what does this mean for the United States and its allies as they try to pressure Iran into giving up its nuclear ambitions?
If I were giving advice, that advice would be do nothing. I believe that Iran will be in a weaker position in 3 or 4 years' time. And if that's the case, they would be in a more conciliatory frame of mind, perhaps with respect to their weapons.
Roger Stern of Johns Hopkins University, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.